To Dublin city centre now, where public transport journey times are down and footfall is up 1 month after the Dublin City Transport Plan came into effect. That, as you recall, involved restrictions on cars and delivery vehicles on certain stretches of the city's quays for most of the day. The figures were revealed at the first meeting held to monitor the implementation of these new traffic measures. And our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari, joins us now. Good morning, Samantha. Can you tell us more about what this meeting heard?
Yes, Carol, this meeting was chaired by the Lord Mayor of Dublin, James Gagan, and it was part of a commitment to try and ease concerns that had been raised about the traffic plan by promising that a month after the Dublin City traffic plan was in force, stakeholders would meet and look at its impact. And the headline figures presented at that meeting were very positive, as you said there. I understand the meeting was told that there's been a 60% decrease in private cars using the quays. That roughly translates to more than 400 cars per hour transiting through the city, 270 less on the South Quays and 170 less on the North Quays. So over the 12 hours of the restrictions between 7am and 7pm, that amounts to about 5,000 less private car journeys a day. It's been good news for public transport too. The numbers taking public transport are up 11%. The National Transport Authority also reported that public transport journey times on the North and South Quays have reduced by around 24% over the past month. And that was echoed by Dublin Bus, who said they're seeing increasing reliability and frequency of their services since the plan came into force. Dublin Town, they have a number of stations to measure footfall in the city centre. They reported that footfall for the month of September was up on the same time last year, and that came after a bad summer in terms of the numbers visiting the city. And I'm told the collective focus of the meeting was what happens next from all quarters. There was a call for a big push to encourage more people into the city centre now.
And of course, those footfall numbers are very interesting, because concerns had been raised by retailers, owners of car parks and the hospitality sector about this plan. What's been their experience so far?
That's right, Carol. You'll remember in the run-up to the implementation of the plan, there was calls from several groups, IBEC, the Dublin City Traders Alliance, and the Minister of State, Emer Higgins, also intervened. They all called to pause the plan until next spring because of concerns that it would have on sales and jobs in the city centre. The Traders Alliance also published an economic analysis predicting a negative impact on city centre businesses. Now, I understand that at the meeting yesterday, the retail sector reported something of a mixed bag in terms of their experience. They said that the increased footfall reported by Dublin Town wasn't something that was necessarily translating into footfall in shops. There was also mentioned that business in the Brown Thomas and Arnott's car parks were down between 10 and 15%. There was also some issues raised in relation to drop-off zones, loading bays and the ongoing issue of safety in the city centre. Disability groups were also at the meeting. They raised the issue of blue badge holders being given access to bus gates in the future. That's something the NTA is going to explore. And I'm told the focus of retailers at the meeting was really on the coming weeks and months, which is their key period in the run-up to Christmas, to give the message to car users that the city is still open for business. Car parks are open as well. You'll remember before they said that figures show that car users spend 60% more than those who use other modes of travel in Dublin city centre. So they still see them as a kind of key part of that business in the run-up to Christmas. There was also talk about incentivising people to come into Dublin city centre and taking a similar approach to what happened after the Dublin riots last November. I understand there's a number of events planned in the coming weeks to entice people into the city centre, including an event around Halloween to turn the Mansion House into a haunted house and another number of Christmas themed events. This stakeholder group, it's due to meet again at the end of November, and by then it's hoped there'll be even more data available on how the transport plan is going. And we have to remember that the bus gates on the quays, they're just the first phase of this plan. There are many more phases to come, and all this data will feed into deciding what happens next.
Samantha Librari, our Eastern correspondent, thank you for that. It is 13 minutes to 8.